Wendy Williams, are you there or are you on your way into the studio this morning?
Step one, two. I'm in my pink office, sitting in my robe. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Hey, Wendy. Who you got today on the show?
Today, Kristen Johnston is coming on. You know, the tall blonde from Third Rock from the Sun?
Uh-huh.
She now has a brand new sitcom with the guy from Scrubs and the guy from Seinfeld, and it's going to be on TV Land. That's very funny.
Who you got lined up for the week?
Well, Astro is coming on from X Factor. I understand over the weekend I heard news that he got signed with Jay-Z's Rock Nation.
Oh, wow.
So we'll talk about that. Ivanka Trump will be on later on in the week to talk about Celebrity Apprentice.
The cast of the next Celebrity Apprentice?
Hopefully she'll be confirming. I mean, you know, Victoria Gotti was here last week, and Victoria said the most so far. She might as well have just said, I'm part of it, and I hate Teresa Giudice from Jersey Housewives.
You got her to talk about the fighting and everything that was going on between them, apparently, on the Celebrity Apprentice set, right?
Oh, yeah. Victoria makes a really good guest. She's a really good talker, and she's very, very unafraid. Also today, we reveal our holiday decoration set, which I haven't been down to the floor yet to see what it looks like. So when I come out of the double doors, I'll be seeing it with you. And we start our gift grab. So if you're in the Wendy audience, you'll be going home. You'll get a gift. And you'll get a gift. And you'll get a gift.
Oh, here we go. All right. Speaking of Oprah. On Friday, right here, Gail was listening to my show, and she called up unexpectedly and said that Oprah never sent you a letter? Did you hear about this?
Yes, and then I see this morning when I got in, they always lay out all the newspapers this morning, and I was going through, you know, the Daily News and then the Post, and it's in the Post, the New York Post this morning also. Well, you know, here's my thought on that. First of all, this all started out of the same day we all heard that that Gail was going to CBS, and everybody commented on it. I'm sure you guys did also.
Yeah.
So, you know, my comments were, you know, I love them as friends. I hope that this doesn't mean that the relationship is cooling off. You know, Oprah can really use Gail by her side right now, you know, at OWN and everything. And then, you know, do you remember that old Lucy and Ricky, that Lucy and Ethel friendship? And I sang that, and then that was it. So the next day I get to work, and I'm told by my staff that an email came from Oprah's staff. Now, the person's name who sent the email is Chelsea Hetrick. Just so that everyone knows, there was a letter, and that would be spelled H-E-T-T-R-I-C-K. Chelsea Hetrick sent a letter to the show, not once, but twice. She sent it the first day, and then she sent another one with different writing the second day. I have no reason to lie about this. I read the letter or the initial letter. By the time I got the second one, I was just like, oh, this is so ridiculous. But anyway, I read the first letter on, and the only thing that I changed was I put love, Oprah, at the end. At the top of reading the letter, go back to the show. It's on TV. That's the great thing about TV, that everything's cataloged. I said, well, I got a letter from Oprah. Okay, not exactly Oprah. It's from her staff. But it's Oprah's show, so I'm assuming Oprah knew. When correspondence goes out on this show pertaining to something like, you know, if somebody were to say something or whatever, my name is on the outside of this building, and my name is on the marquee. I know what goes on here. You could not imagine that this woman just, you know, sent the letter out on her own accord, Tom. Her name, again, Chelsea Hetrick.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, did I tell you that I do an after show?
I'm sure Gail's listening. Anything you want to say to Gail?
No, there's nothing else to say. Chelsea Hetrick, there at the Oprah chair. Yeah. And please don't make me pull the factual letter out. Please, let's just bury this. God bless Gail, Oprah, the whole OWN network, and you too, Tom. So, listen, there's one thing that I forgot to mention to you guys last time I talked to you, and it's really important to me, and that is, you know, I now do something called the after show. The after show is when the actual Wendy show is done on TV, and I come up to my office and I sit intimately with the camera. Every once in a while, I'll have, you know, guests on the after show, whether it's a blogger or something like that. and I take my radio off, or take my wig off, and put on my street wig, and, you know, I take down my look, and we talk about the previous show, the show that I just did.
You change wig. Whether,
well, you know.
A show wig and a street wig, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
fabulous. You know, I'm able to talk about like, things that happened during commercial break, or what I really thought of a particular guest, or you know, what I thought about my outfit, or, you know, how I'm feeling about the rest of the day, what I have to do.
Uh-huh.
You know, for instance, Tiny and T.I. were on last week, and man, oh man, my Facebook was blowing up as they were talking.
No kidding.
You know, here's my thing. There is no such thing as a bad guest on a show. It's all entertainment, and, you know, before I got off the show, some staffers were telling me during the show, like during commercials and stuff, you know, Facebook and Twitter are blowing up, Facebook and Twitter are blowing up. So the after show is a great time for me to air my feelings about, well, the show that we just did and life in general. So it's wendyshow.com and click the link for the after show.
All right, Wendy.
I love you, Tom. I can't wait to see you on the Wendy House. I'm just with you.
Love you too, Wendy.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
We'll be watching.
Love Wendy too, but Oprah did the after show first.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah.